Our first stop will be in England. A terrific classic album. The fellow's name is Reg Muros. He's been around a long time. I've been a little negligent in not playing this guy much. We'll get that fixed. He's got an album that's all about the slave trade, especially regarding England. It's called Stolen from God. Lyrics worth listening to. Here on the Free Will and Folk Show Spotlight, Reg Muros, Stolen from God. The first tune, The Jesus of Lubeck.
Good ship Jesus, we left shore from Plymouth 1564. John Hawkins was our captain then, and 80 Christian Devon men. I'm proud to work an honest day for an honest man for an honest pay. Up on deck with sailors free, endorsed by God and loyalty. Bless this day, Lord, lead the way, Lord, let us pray. This ship of 700 tons, its crew cut down by 3 to 1. Our voyage blessed by the English throne, we sailed to Sierra Leone. Our course set for the Spanish main, our sea dog captain's plan explained, to replace each missing Englishman with twice as many Africans. Bless this day, Lord, let us pray, Lord, let us pray. We are the Queen's own sailors on the Jesus of Lubeck. We fly the flag of England and we keep a holy deck. God help the Spanish privateer should he ever sail our way. Let us pray, boys. Let us pray. I watched good Christian men turn to their God, then turn again. As the captain's mission held them sway, bound by duty, bound by pay. This is the Jesus of Lubeck, and a majesty each man expects. To bring the native by your sword, or some deceit or holy word. Bless this day, Lord, lead the way, Lord, spray. We are the Queen's Own Sailors on the Jesus of Lubeck. We fly the flag of England and we keep a holy deck. God help the Spanish privateer should he ever sail our way. Let us pray, boys. Let us pray, boys. Let us pray, boys. Let us pray.
The Way of Cain, Reg Muros.
To own and control another man requires unusual skill. To be prepared to go beyond, to be prepared to kill. To brutalize, dehumanize, to rule with fear and pain. To own and control another man, you must know the way of Cain. The way of Cain, the way of Cain. To own and control another man, you must know the way of Cain. A man like John Henry takes a hard as steel, with the fear of the rod and the fear of God. You must break that man on your wheel. No Christian man should own a man, yet the laws of this country are plain. You can own them abroad by the gun and the sword if you know the way of Cain. The way of Cain, the way of Cain. You can own them abroad by the gun and the sword if you know the way. You can chain a man like an animal, but you can't put the iron on his soul. So the fear of the Lord and the lash and the sword must turn him around to your goal. To the minds of you good Christian women and men, such brutal extremes must seem strange. With your fortunes at stake, for his spirit to break, you must know the way of Cain. The way of Cain, the way of Cain. With your fortunes at stake, for his spirit to break, you must know the way of Cain. The way of Cain, the way of Cain. must know the way of Cain.
When Drake wasn't circling the globe, he focused his attention on gaining naval dominance over the Spanish and the Portuguese in the highly lucrative sugar and slave trades. And in 1588, he sealed his place in posterity and in our school books among great and glorious Englishmen by leading the defeat of the Spanish Armada. But the school books didn't mention the slave trader bit.
Town to the western coast of France. We loaded soul from Milderay and we led the Turk to dance. But they cut us off in Biscay Bay, and 90 souls they stowed away in chains to weep and rue the day. The Norton took a chance. Saw Devon men from Barnstable and men from Bristol town. Saw Dartmouth men and Taunton men sailed up the Plymouth Sound. Saw farming men from Hatherley forsake the lands and go to sea, enslaved by chains and poverty. In Sallyport they're bound. 300 years they took our men away to Barry Shore, to see England no more. They sold us off in Algiers town, young life for Brown and me. For the hardest labour we were bound, and bread would be our fee. We who took the African and sold to the American were tasting our own medicine of poison slavery. 300 years they took our men away to Barbary Shore, to see England no more. Back home among the fishing boys, there's those who'll sell no more, for fear the Barbary corsair would pluck them from the shore. From Somerset the farming man, from his boat the Cornish man, and Devon babies from the Strand to even up the score. 300 years they took our men away to Barry Shore, to see England no more. 300 years they took our men away to Barry Shore, to see England no more.
Attention singers and songwriters, come on out to the first open mic night at The Grind. Wednesday, October 2nd, Grind Cafe launches its new regular open mic night with your host, Paige. Get up and play in front of an audience. It'll be a casual vibe, no pressure, just musicians sharing music. Sign-up sheet is available. Ask at the counter at The Grind. Sign up now or even at the event itself. Whether you want to be the next superstar or you just want to share some new songs with an audience, you can have that moment at the Grind Cafe Open Mic Night. Bring your friends to cheer you on. Wednesday, October 2nd, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Grind Cafe in Togo Salmon Hall, just outside of the Student Center.
On the Free Will and Spotlight Show on 93.3 CFMU, you're listening to Reg Muras, Stolen from God, his 2023 album concerning the slave trade. We heard the Jesus of Lubeck, the Way of Cain, and England No More. If you've ever wondered what it might be like to have been a slave and talk to a master, this is Good Morning, Mr. Colston.
Good morning, Mr. Colston. I see your ships come in. Will you pay $100 for my torn and ragged skin? 'Cause the master needs his coffee, and the master needs his rum, and the missus needs her sugar to make her sugar plum. Good morning, Mr. Colston, when will your kingdom come? They tell me, Mr. Colston, you're a God-fearing man. Did the Lord give you permission to take me from my land? Though we're equal in construction, did he render you the best? Do you hold a sacred license to burn letters in my chest? Good morning, Mr. Colston, when will your soul be blessed? Your generosity, it's thanks to you there's hospitals and poor folk property. It's thanks to you 100,000 souls were sold as slaves, and a quarter died in transit, and the ocean was their graves. Good morning, Mr. Colston, when will your soul be saved? Good morning, Mr. Colston, I see you on the strand. Beneath your arm, the manifest, your Bible in your hand. Your sugar from Barbados, your coffee from Brazil. For each white child you educate, another black child killed. Good morning, Mr. Colston, when will your cup be filled? On this earth, and black or white, each child agrees on every mother's worth. Am I not a sister on this Colston, your philanthropy is plain. There's hardly hall or street or school that doesn't bear your name. It's a golden chain that binds you to a poison legacy. No statue or memorial can hide your history. Good morning, Mr. Colston, when will your soul Mr. Colston, I see your ship's coming. All
these virtuous and good Christian men needed some way to justify the wealth they were gaining by enslavement and degradation of their fellow man. And in their minds, they needed to look no further than the Bible. Admirals undecorated in their private quarters, politicians in their lofty halls, landowners in their colonial mansions, sailor adventurers and privateers on raging seas and howling storms. They all called on the same master and commander, God. Reg Miros, this will be part one. On slavery. From Stolen from God, here is the title track.
God made these hands to hold and caress. He made these hands to worship and bless. He made these hands to hold my own child. God made these hands to be mild. God made these hands to pray and to praise. He made these hands to touch my mother's face. He made these hands to hold on to you. God made these hands to be true. All the believers that you have betrayed, your debt to humanity must be repaid. This is your legacy written in blood. Everything stolen from God. God made these hands to cook and to sow. He made these hands to plow and to grow, to work for my family all the day long. God made these hands to be strong. God made these hands to be gentle and kind, to speak to the deaf and a guide to the blind, to reach for the sky to his heaven above. God made these hands for love. These are the words should be carved on your grave, how the price of your fortune was 3 million slaves. This is your history written in blood. Everything stolen from God. You made these hands to blister and bleed, to slave for the white man and bend to his greed, to cut coffee for gentlemen, cane for their wives, at the cost of my family's lives. All the believers that you have betrayed, your debt to humanity must be repaid. This is your legacy, return in blood, everything stolen from God, everything stolen from God.
CFMU presents The Waiting Room every Friday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 noon for the best in old-school psychedelic and progressive rock. Tune in and turn on The Waiting Room only on CFMU 93.3 FM and streaming at cfmu.ca.
You're listening to the Free Will and Folk Show on 93.3 CFMU, cfmu.ca. Worldwide, just click on the red button in the corner and you can hear us live, or press on the calendar. Press on any of the Saturday morning shows. A window will come up and you've got 8 weeks worth of listening to catch up on. Lots happening on the show today. We're